On Thursday, October 22nd, wear black, fight back, Washington Square Park at 4:30. Student and youth meet at 3 p.m. at Union Square, then to Washington Square at 4:30. That's Thursday, October 22nd, 4:30 p.m., Washington Square Park, 6:30 p.m., Voices Against Police Brutality at the LGBT Community Center. Call October 22nd Coalition at 866-235-7814, 866-235-7814.
This is WBAI, New York.
Serving the community since 1960.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, all I ever had, redemption song, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Babies, he started coming home late at Her mama's voice, she'd been crying. Said, it's your daddy, you need to come home. This is it, I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. The last words that he said, cowgirl, don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life, sure, all in time. Too soon, gotta let you know why. If you fall, get right back home. The good Lord calls everybody home. Cowgirl, don't cry.
Out with the old, in with the new. Country hit from Nashville to New York, Country 99.5, where you're in the middle of a 10,000 song marathon. Keith Urban, Country 99.5.
Okay, all right. Enough is enough. We're not really going country, not yet anyway. But it could happen, folks. And, you know, this really gets the phones lighting up like you've never seen before on all lines. All lines have been lighting up. People wanting to know where the hell WBAI has gone. Well, so far it hasn't gone anywhere. And you know why it hasn't gone anywhere? Because of folks like you calling and supporting us. And that makes such a difference. You can see what the difference is. If we were not here, guaranteed, and nothing against country music, but guaranteed, this is the kind of garbage you'd be hearing.
But I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang. It's a favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and still a little more time. Is that such a crime?
Yeah, it's a fact of life that commercial radio frequencies are valuable. We just saw the death of one last week here in New York City. Well, not really the death, but the transformation of a radio station. WQXR is no longer with us at 96.3. Now they're at 105.9, where nobody can get them. And another station is taking their place. It's because in this day and age, you have to move fast. You have to hold on to what you've got. And that's what we're doing here at WBAI, is holding on to what we've got with your help. If you give a call to 212-209-2950, that's the pledge line. And that's what's keeping us on the air right now. And that's what's been keeping us on the air since 1960, when we first went on the air as a non-commercial radio station. Joined tonight by Mike.
Hi there.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Jim.
Hi.
We're supposed to be joined by Bernie, who's in China, but our phone is not reaching. The means we usually use to get to him isn't working. And we might have the wrong number programmed into it, but you know, the thing is, he gave us the number, and it was a 12-hour difference. I couldn't test it at 3 o'clock in the morning in good conscience. So right now we're still trying to reach him.
So basically, we made him get up at 7 in the morning.
Well, he made himself
getting a phone call.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll call us, you know. But in China, they're very clever. They can figure out ways to make phone calls all over the place. But
I want people to know that the neighborhood of the station, the neighborhood that this radio station is in, is very poor neighborhood for buying things, so I tried to buy a phone card. And I was running around. That's why I might seem out of breath.
Okay.
And there's nothing available in this neighborhood.
Well, let's see if we can figure out a way to call. Do we have his number, though? Because we can't get on the internet because the internet is down. So we can't find out what number he gave us. Oh, wait. It's a break coming up. Oh, no, wait. That's just the bridge of the song.
You're in the middle of 10,000 country hits commercial-free on the new Country 99.5. New York City. Just got a little southern.
I heard someone swerved off the road when we first played this on April 1st. And we're not responsible for that because, you know, you really should be careful. You shouldn't be on the phone. You shouldn't be listening to volatile radio stations while you're driving or in any operating heavy machinery or anything like that. But this is what we did on April 1st, just as kind of a gag. But it also it serves to send an important reminder to our listeners that this place can go away very easily. And you see how radio stations are constantly changing format. They're changing their demographics and their musical style. And WBAI, actually, and Rob, you may not know this, they've been the constant on the New York radio dial. You spend a lot of time listening to radio?
I used to spend more time listening to the radio when there was more to find on the radio.
What would you consider more to find?
Actual content, stuff that's not dictated by some men in a boardroom 1,000 miles away from here.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that actually has interest to me as a New Yorker, as a local. And... you know, things that basically have a human behind them.
You can tell us what was your favorite radio station back then? We know it wasn't BAI; it had to be something else.
Oh wow! I used to listen to a little of everything back in my misspent youth. When I used to like, which is not around anymore, is WDRE out on Long Island.
Oh yeah, WDRE, which used to be WLIR.
Which used to be WLIR, yeah. And then it was LIR again for.
It was LIR again, and then there was an LIR in Philadelphia, and
there was.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible, all the radio history. Every frequency has history to it. I just mentioned WQXR 96.3. They were there for, I think, 65 years or something. And this place has been here since 1960. We were a commercial station before then. I think we might have played classical music or maybe just elevator music. I'm not really sure. But every other station, literally every other station that I can think of has had a major change in that period of time. And that's because of commercialization, because of licenses being sold and various things like that.
Yeah.
And I think it says something to the spirit of our listeners that they're always there for us, and they've been there for coming on 50 years now.
Yeah, and we've been here since 1960. I mean, what else was on the radio in 1960? The entire landscape of not only the radio business, but business in general has changed several times over since then.
FM radio. FM radio was yeah. New kid on the block back then.
Yeah, no one knew quite what to do with it or what would become of it, but... so much has, and some of it is worth it, some of it isn't, but this mm-hmm. has managed to get here and stay.
Okay, well, we have to let people know what it is we're offering tonight, because we are offering something really cool besides just scaring people by pretending we've gone country.
We're offering that we'll stay on the air.
We're offering that if people will let us. You know, he keeps getting up and running out.
He's a busy man.
All kinds of activity going on tonight. Our phone number, again, 212-209-2950. Sort of want to save a big announcement for when people are in the room. Are you going to stay this time?
I'm going to try to stay.
Okay, well, I don't know. What is it? Is it something you ate, or...?
It could be. Well, my phone was ringing, and I thought it might be Bernie, but it hung up before I could answer.
Well, that's because he's probably calling from China.
Okay. Well, he was calling from 123456.
Yeah, that's China.
Yeah.
You just gave out his number on the air, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, this is the last country song, by the way. We played this without saying anything on April 1st, and it really got quite a reaction. So
it's scary. I'm kind of beginning to enjoy it.
Let's listen to the last break here.
Bringing the heartland to the heart of New York City. Country music is back on the air in New York City on Country 99.5. We rounded up 10,000 country hits, and we're playing them all in a row, commercial free. Toby Keith.
Okay, and that's pretty much the last song I think we had on that agenda. Okay, so, again, his phone's ringing. All right, answer the phone. Maybe it's Bernie calling from China.
If it's for me, I'm not here.
But, you know, I still don't know how we're going to get him on the air, because we can't call China. That's the problem. Maybe if he can call Mike, he can call us, right?
That would make sense.
Yeah. All right, that does make sense. So hopefully he'll do that. Okay, I wanted to announce what we're offering tonight while Mike was in the room, but I guess I'm going to have to do it without having him around. Okay, we have... Are you going to stay this time?
I'm going to try.
All right, was that Brian?
Yes.
Okay, is he going to call us?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, you know what? Let's wait for him to call us. And he's going to call that line up there?
Yeah,
the purple
allegedly.
Line. All right, let's just wait for the... line to ring and exchange pleasantries. How have you been this week, Mike?
I've been well.
Okay. I was hoping for something a little
more. My bike broke, but I had it repaired.
Bike broke, okay.
Yeah, I had it repaired.
Because of an angry motorist smashing it?
No, just because it got a little twisted.
Okay, well, That's good. And Rob, you've been fine?
I've been like a nice tub full of good things.
Uh-huh. Okay. We have volunteers down in Tally that will be answering the phone when the phone actually starts to ring. You know, I'm thinking maybe we should just, while we're waiting for Bernie to call, how long does it take to make a call from China?
Apparently a very long time.
What is he doing in China? Does anybody know?
He's answering the phone.
The phone's ringing.
Yeah, if I can
pick it up.
Yeah.
Bernie, is this you?
I'm here.
Oh, wow. Listen, we're so sorry about not being able to call you. We tried, and for some reason that number didn't work, and I couldn't test it at 3 in the morning because you're 12 hours ahead of us.
Well, they have people here at the hotel desk all the time, but that's okay.
Well, you know what? For some reason, I thought it was going to ring you directly. I guess you're right. I could have just rung the... I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry. I've had a lot on my mind.
Well, I'm actually calling in via Skype.
I'm sorry. What's this, Bernie?
I'm actually calling in via Skype.
You're calling in via Skype. How very 21st century of you.
The hotel's internet connection, and I'm in Shanghai, China.
You've been Shanghai'd to China. And that's where you are currently being held. Well, let me tell you something about we've been Shanghai a little bit too. Apparently, we were taken over by country music again, and we just scared everybody, and all the phones were ringing. But we used it as a way of demonstrating that this radio station is very fragile and could go away at any moment. And we're into the last minute of the country music. So let us celebrate the fact that WBAI is remaining as WBAI. For now, anyway. But only if you give us a call. And we're going to tell you something amazing that we're offering in just about 35 seconds. Let's listen.
Love me and God lover. God lover. Me and God lover.
Grab your country hat. You're in the middle of 10,000 country hits commercial-free on the new Country 99.5.
Can you imagine 10,000 country hits coming at you all in a row?
How long would that take?
It would take a couple of weeks, probably. But a lot of radio stations do that when they first go on the air. They do something non-commercial. They claim it's non-commercial.
Because what you're saying is people like non-commercial radio.
Apparently. Well, people don't like commercials, that's for sure, and you don't get them here. But what you do get is a radio station with all kinds of interesting ideas, and this was one of them. This was one interesting idea. Many thanks to Laszlo and friends for helping us get that together back in April. Okay, so, Bernie, was there anything else you wanted to say before we tell people about the amazing thing that we're offering if they give us a call and support the radio station?
Well, landed here last night after a 17-hour flight, and I'm here with Mitch Altman. Say hello, Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
Clever. Very clever guy, that Mitch.
So, anyhow, I'm glad to be on a fantastic radio station, WBAI, which is unlike, I'm sure, any radio station in China. And unlike practically any radio station in the U.S., although there are other listener-supported stations, but if in New York City, or anywhere on the Internet, WBAI is the station to listen to because you're going to get material that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Yes, that's very true. And if you give us a call, you're going to get something that you can't get anywhere else. And this is true because this is something that is not even out yet, has not even been announced. It's being announced right now. As something that we're putting out. Sorry, go ahead.
Zero day.
It's like minus one day actually.
Oh wow!
It hasn't been finished in production yet, but it's about to be, and it's going to cause all kinds of excitement. What is this thing? It's something actually that people have been asking for. We've had many 2600 shirts over the years. And people have worn them, you know, very responsibly, I think, and they've looked quite nice. But there is one type of shirt that we have not had, and there's been a great call for it.
A tuxedo shirt.
There's that. No, but that's not what I mean. A lot of people, apparently, maybe you guys can explain this to me because it's a foreign environment to me, but in the office, they take a dim view of wearing T-shirts. Is that right? A lot of offices don't like you doing that.
That's true.
And I've been told quite vehemently by some people that if only 2600 had a polo shirt, they would be allowed to wear that into the office and they'd be allowed to express themselves and yet still maintain office dress codes. So we've listened. We've listened to people and we have produced the first ever 2600 polo shirt. And it's really kind of cool, too, because we have a very discreet logo on the left side as you're wearing it. And basically it's making a company called 2600 Waste Management. So it seems like you're part of this 20th Century Waste Management Company, and their slogan, which goes in small print underneath that, is "Trashing since 1984." And there's a little picture of the original Mac garbage can, the original Mac trash can from 1984, by the way. That's when it came out. It all makes perfect sense. That's yours. That's yours for a pledge of $75. In addition to that, you get a full archive of Off the Hook. Yeah, all the way from 1988 to 2008 on DVD. And that's an incredible amount of shows. All the history of this place.
Is that more or less than 10 million country songs?
It's
much more content, of course, but...
Yeah, it's a lot of content. There's more content than you can shake a stick at, that's for sure.
I'm just wondering whether it's more or less duration.
I mean, we've given that away for $75 with no problem in the past, but now we're adding the shirt on top of that. We're adding the polo shirt. And, in addition, anybody pledging 25 and above gets the famous Off the Hook t-shirt. So, now here's the thing. The polo shirt is available in two colors, black or tan. Yeah, black or tan. So you can call and pick black or tan and tell us your size and pledge $75. You'll get that, and you'll get the full archive of Off the Hook. 212-209-2950.
But what if you call 212-209-2950 and you can't make up your mind if you'd prefer black or tan?
You can get both.
You can get
For $125, which actually is an even more of a savings, you'll get two polo shirts, one in each color, and you'll get the Off the Hook full archive, and you'll get the Off the Hook t-shirt.
That's a lot of stuff.
It really is. It's a lot.
212-209-2950 is the telephone number to call, and I noticed that no one's calling right now.
Well, I mean, it does take time for people to recover from the initial shock of hearing what it is we're offering and to crawl over to the phone and start dialing. So, again, the number is 212-209-2950. We're up to $274,783. Now, I assume that's not for this show. I assume that's a grand total. All right.
I think that might actually be the parking meter outside.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like to do better than we did last week. You know, the personal commuter people did twice as good as we did last week. Think about that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So your call is a vote. Is a vote for keeping this kind of programming going, coming your way.
I thought it was only a competition when we were winning.
Yeah, I know. 212-209-2950. I see one call on the line. That's good. That's good. I'm glad somebody's calling in, but we need to get about five calls right now. Initially, we need to get about five calls. Show people that Off the Hook matters to you, and that 2600 matters to you, and that freedom of speech matters to you, and all kinds of interesting things like that matter.
On one of my running, one of the times I ran out of the room, the place I ran was the tele room, and there are a number of volunteers there, and there was some confusion about exactly what the premiums we were offering were, but it's all cleared up, and we have to make it worth the effort that they spent understanding what we're offering.
Right.
212-209-2950. Let them show you how well they understand.
We don't make it easy. We never make it easy. We always try and complicate things as much as we possibly can, but in this particular case, I think we've got something good. We've got... I mean, you know, I don't normally wear polo shirts, but I understand they're very popular. They're also called golf shirts, right? Golf shirts, polo shirts.
Yeah, I think it's kind of an interchangeable term.
How do you for somebody who doesn't even know what that is? Which I was one of those people. I didn't really know what that was. It's a shirt with a collar. It's a collar shirt
and just a few buttons.
Just a couple of buttons and nice little discreet logo on it.
Short sleeves.
It's embroidered. The embroidery is classy.
Mm-hmm. Very classy. It exudes class.
And it does conform to business casual standards.
That's right. That's right. So finally, you can be accepted into those elitist clubs that would normally kick you out. Again, available in black or tan. Go ahead, Bernie.
I just want to say, this brings up the whole idea of the new 2600 Golf Tee, which it's just that little peg you stick in the ground and it holds your golf ball. So I think that would be the next likely premium.
Oh, boy.
Maybe in April of next year we can offer that, which, of course... You know, back to graduate Mark's statement, I wouldn't belong to any club that would have me as a member. But if you're a member of WBAI, you are really supporting and making possible a whole wealth of radio programming, not just Off the Hook, but if you go to WBAI.org, check it out. There's an amazing, if you're not already a regular listener of WBAI, there's an amazing potpourri of radio shows that just no other station in the country would dare to air. free speech is really a precious resource, and I'm here in China right now that doesn't have free speech. There were some websites I could not access last night. I was listening to the radio here, and even though it was all Chinese, it was it seemed to be like all like very state-approved kind of music, and it really made me realize and appreciate that one of the last vestiges of freedom we have in the U.S. is the First Amendment. And, of course, that really only applies if you have access to some medium, and WBAI is an amazing medium. So please call 212-209-2950 and pledge your support for First Amendment free speech radio, which you really get with WBAI.
Bernie, what time is it over there?
It is about 7:30 in the morning.
Okay, so you're 12 hours ahead of us, exactly.
And yes, I'm in the future.
You've gotten up this early so that you can be on the show, and it matters that much. This radio station matters that much to you that you would actually wake yourself up at an ungodly hour like this over on the other side of the world and at your own expense call us, because we can't call you, to get people to call the station and support it. I mean, that tells me it means a lot.
It's an important resource that I think people don't really appreciate. With web radio, you know, these streaming web radio stations, they're not really radio stations. WBAI is an actual radio station. It has a live, powerful radio transmitter located on the roof or on the top of the Empire State Building with an antenna that broadcasts to four states. And unlike the Internet, which you have to pay someone to have access to a signal, radio is a magical medium.
Mm-hmm.
WBAI reaches millions, probably over 10 million people over the air with no middleman between WBAI's transmitter and your radio. And I think that's really unique about this show and all the other programs from WBA. They're actually broadcast over a live radio station. That may seem very retro, but it's an amazing technology, and when everything else goes to hell, like you know, when the president shuts the Internet down,
mm-hmm.
radio will still be around.
until that gets shut down, too, somehow.
That could happen as well. But the bottom line is we're broadcast over an actual radio frequency, 99.5, as you heard in the promo earlier today, and it's streamed online. And the whole rich resource of OTH, radio, off-the-hook radio shows, it's all available on archive. So I would urge listeners to call in and get that archive of every radio show that Off the Hook has ever produced, going back to, 1988?
1988.
Right?
There are hundreds and hundreds of shows, and it's just incredible how many things that we've archived over the years, the history of the hacker world, the history of the radio dial in New York, and just the United States and the world in general. It's all captured there in full FM sound quality. For a pledge of $75, you get that plus the brand new, soon to be released 2600 polo shirts in your choice of black or tan, and an Off the Hook T-shirt. Great deal. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call. And you know, I honestly, if you have not called by now, maybe you don't see how important the listeners are to us. But we don't have commercials. We don't have these screaming people telling you to buy certain things. And these screaming people telling us not to talk about certain things, because they're the same people. They're the people that keep you from criticizing Microsoft and Verizon and Apple and all kinds of big companies. If they have a stake in the radio station, if they have a stake in your radio program, they also control what it is you say. And nobody's controlling what we say. We can talk about whatever it is we feel like talking about. We can criticize whomever we feel like criticizing. And so can you, by calling us up and being on the air, as many of you often are. But there is a price for all this. The price of not having commercials means that we need investors, listener investors. And to keep 99.5 commercial-free, to keep it from going to country 99.5 or any other format, there's so many formats. There are people lined up outside wanting this frequency that will pay millions and millions of dollars for it. It's worth that much. But to keep that from happening, we need those listeners just like you, to pitch in whatever it is they can afford. And you don't have to pledge a lot. You can pledge a little bit if that's all you can manage. Every little bit matters. We're up to, the number's gone now. It was 247, I think, or 274 or something like that. $274,000 in 1 week we've raised. And that's because people like you call up and pledge $75 or $125 or $25 or whatever they can afford. 212-209-2950. You won't find radio like this anyplace else.
Yeah, and I don't think it can really be overemphasized how how much of a rare thing it is that an organization like WBAI even has a frequency in the heart of the FM dial, like 99.5. There are so many other stations and agencies and entities that would love to get their hands on this frequency, and they're basically lined up outside the door with piles of money looking to end what we have here and put their own thing in its place.
Mm-hmm.
And
you see how quickly WQXR went away.
Exactly.
Because somebody was, New York Times was getting desperate, and the irony is, WQXR was not doing badly as a radio station. They were doing pretty, they were the most popular classical station in the country. But New York Times is doing badly because, well, selling newspapers is not exactly the most popular thing to do these days. So they're looking to raise money, and they sold their radio station actually to WNYC and to, I believe, I don't know who the Spanish broadcaster was that took over 96.3, but basically they did it to raise money, and they wound up losing a good radio station that could reach a much further area than the tiny radio station they now have at 105.9. Thing is, that could happen to us. There was talk about this many years ago when we were facing some dire straits. There was talk about selling off this frequency and moving down into the ghetto below 92, where all the non-commercial stations are at a much lower power that wouldn't get onto Long Island or into Westchester or New Jersey, just so that we could save the money. Well, listeners, speak out by calling us, 212-209-2950, pledging whatever they can afford. You're saying that you want us to stay here. You want the signal to remain powerful, and you want the programming to continue to be provocative and different and open to you. 212-209-2950.
I mean, here, the thing is that you already pay for commercial radio. In the products you buy, they take some of the money you use. You know, it doesn't really cost $5 to make a box of sugary cereal. So they take some of the extra money and they give it to commercial radio stations so that you'll then go buy more sugary cereal. But with WBAI,
I think sugary cereal is like the good metaphor for the entire commercial radio business.
I haven't even taken it that far, but you're right.
Sugary cereal.
With WBAI, you have a choice. You can either say, yes, I want WBAI to stay on the air, or no, I don't. And your consumption of breakfast products has no influence on that decision. So I think there's something really powerful that we only stay on the air if the listeners tell us directly, we want you to stay on the air. And the way that they tell us that is they call 212-209-2950 and say, I want WBAI to stay on the air. I'm going to support you.
And three people are doing that right now. So that makes us really happy. It makes us realize there are people out there that care. And you're the reason why we do what we do. If you opt for the package, four people online, 212-209-2950, if you opt for the package that includes the off-the-hook archives, you will appreciate, I think, more than you can possibly appreciate, just how important people like you are to this place. You'll see the history as it's evolved over the years, from the 80s into the 90s, past 2000, and into the future. It's an incredible thing, and I'm so glad that we have a record of this, because the past is a very important thing to look to in order to learn and to plan for the future. So we're offering you that, all the DVDs, audio DVDs of all the shows we've done since 1988, and if you figure we've done an average of once a week since then, it's a lot of shows, a lot of history, a lot of changes that have happened both nationally, internationally, locally, technologically. That's yours for a pledge of $75 along with the brand new 2600 polo shirt. 2600 Waste Management. Yes, our brand new logo. You can be among the first to wear it. 212-209-2950, available in black or tan in all different sizes. And of course, everybody pledging 25 and above will get the off the hook t-shirt.
And it's kind of hard to convey on the radio. It's an audio medium. You can't see the shirt, but we have a picture of it here in the studio. And it's very tastefully done. It looks like a business polo shirt. It's something you could really wear in the sort of office that makes you wear these sorts of things.
Nobody would bat an eye. You'd be accepted. For once, you would be embraced as a member of the office crew. It would be, I just can't, I've never experienced that myself, so I can't really know what the feeling is, but I imagine it must really be something to actually be accepted by people inside an office. And wow, and what better way to infiltrate than to have a shirt that basically says that you've been trashing? And of course, trashing, for those who don't know, not familiar with the hacker community, trashing is what hackers do. They jump literally into dumpsters in the back of companies, and they fish through all the papers and trash is thrown in there, and they find treasures. They find amazing things. And trashing has been going on since the 1980s. It's something that hackers have a deep relationship with. And you find printouts, you find passwords, you find old telephones, and even computers, all kinds of things. Bernie, I'm sure you found something really cool in the trash, haven't you?
Yes, I've actually been trashing since the 70s, and I have found all kinds of important telephone company documents and actual hardware in the trash. You know, old telephones, back before it was illegal to connect your own, you know, this is the kind of thing that you can really appreciate by listening to the archives on the DVD that we're offering to pleasures tonight. There was a time, before 1984 where you could not legally connect a telephone to the public switch telephone network. It was illegal. It was fraud. But of course I found an old telephone in a telephone company trash can when I was trashing. And I had to hook it up to the network. This was when I back in the mid-70s. And it was amazing. And then I figured out things about freaking and so forth. So then I was calling all over the world. And you can hear stories about this kind of stuff. We interviewed Joy Bubbles. We interviewed some other amazing phone freaks on this very show. And all that is on the archive. You can get along with the off-the-hook polo shirt by pledging and calling 212-209-2901.
No, I think China has confused you. It's 212-209-2950 is the phone number.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I don't know. Who are you going to wake up if you call that other number?
That's some poor woman's number, I'm afraid.
We have five calls on the line, so we're doing well. I'm pleased with the response. And if I don't know how many people are down there in the tally room, but if it rings for an excessively long period of time, just be patient or call back if it disengages. These shirts will be available up until 8 o'clock, and not beyond that. I'm sorry, we can't do that because we're giving them away. You see, we're giving them away for nothing to the radio station, and if we had them available 24 hours a day, we'd go broke because everybody would want these things. So that's why we have to do it within the hour. Now you can always call up. You can always call 212-209-2950 and pledge. For all kinds of other premiums that are offered, you hear all sorts of things being offered throughout the day. You can pledge for a BAI tote bag or a BAI shirt, things like that. You can do that anytime. You can even do that now if you want. But if you want your pledge to go towards Off the Hook, you want our number to rise towards 1,000. I think we're at 225 now, but I'm not sure if they've counted everything. I don't think they have. We need to break 1,000 by the end of the hour, and that's up to you folks. If you can do that, 212-209-2950, get the 2600 polo shirt, the brand new polo shirt. I have yet to hold one myself. I've yet to wear one, but I can hardly wait till that moment when they actually are delivered to us. Pledge of $75, you get that plus the full archive of Off the Hook. Bernie, I believe you said DVD singular. It's actually DVD many plurals because you get quite a few DVDs. I think one per year is about what you get. So that's
to accommodate the really high audio quality that you really don't get on the online archive. Not that you would have time to download the thousands and thousands of programs individually online. You can get them all in one convenient piece of optical.
Yeah. Well, what you mentioned is very true there, because what we have available online, I think, is 16 kbps, and if you download it when we actually put the show out, I think the max we get is 64. These are all 128, so they're as good as you can possibly get off the CD that we recorded onto, or the cassettes that we used way back in the past. It sounds the same as when it went out over the radio. So this is as good as listening to all the radio shows when they first came out. 212-209-2950. Again, the shirt and the archive are yours for $75 plus the off-the-hook shirt. Two polo shirts plus the archive plus the off-the-hook shirt for $125. 212-209-2950.
And no one here has yet made a joke about black and tan.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to do that, actually. It's because it's not black and tan, it's black or tan.
Well, but if you pledge 125,
if you pledge 125, then it is black and tan. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Okay, well, you can get credit
212-209-2950 is the number, and you can make any joke you like as long as you pledge.
I like talking about radio because radio is one of my passions, and radio has changed so much in the years here in New York. And I just wonder if people out there listening right now remember radio, remember various things that were different back in the old days, in the old WABC at 770 AM. Did you listen to that, Rob? Was that before your time?
I listened to quite a bit of the old AM. I used to listen to WHLI a lot when I was a kid, you know, raised by an Italian grandfather.
Wow. No, WHLI, tell us about that station.
Oh, that was even back when I was listening to it in the 80s, it was oldies. They were playing stuff from the 50s, the 40s, that not many other people played.
AM or FM?
I don't remember.
I think it's AM.
I think it might have been.
Yeah. I think WHBI was FM. They were at 105.9, and they were one of these stations that sold time to various people to do their own programs. And then that turned into WNWK out of Newark, New Jersey. And then that turned into WCAA, Spanish station, also out of Newark. But I think they moved their transmitter to the Empire State Building. And now it's WQXR. And WCAA moved over to 96.3, and then they renamed themselves WXNY. I don't know why I know these things.
We should offer a chart.
This stuff stays in my head, and I just I'm able to regurgitate it like that. Almost every frequency, I can give you a history as to what's happened, and most of it is sad. Most of it involves good radio stations going away. Remember WPIX, the old WPIX, 101.9. They were the new wave station. They actually had real people doing real things, playing music that they had just gotten 5 minutes ago. Remember WNEW 102.7?
WNEW.
They played all kinds of progressive music. WORFM 98.7, later to be WXLO 99X. And all kinds of history here in New York City, folks.
And the whole landscape is so totally different now. You didn't have one entity trying to homogenize things, trying to put out just your top 40s and your beer commercials and leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah. WABC FM, now WPLJ, or did they change again? I don't know. That one I stopped paying attention to. But every station had its own, unique traits, and they were all really kind of individual and cool. You know, like a lot of BAIs actually were out there. So BAI has remained. We're still here, and we're still relevant. I think we're relevant. Are we relevant? You tell us, folks. Are we relevant? Call us. 212-209-2950. Are we worth $25? Are we worth $75? Are we worth $125? Are we worth more than that? Are we worth less than that? Thing is, we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, all that. What you get...
Or you can send us a check.
You can send us a check, too. What you get for your investment is the continuation of this amazing place that defies all the odds. And I think that's something that we've all learned how to do, is defy all the odds. In the hacker world, in the technological world, in the radio world. 212-209-2950. We're up to 400, and hopefully we're going beyond that. We need to reach 1,000 by, well, we only have a little more than 15 minutes. Now, last week we had some special guests on. We had the Yes Men who came into our studio and were telling us their stories of things that they did over the years to fool the media, to get important issues out there and talked about in the mainstream. And they're at it again. You guys see what they did the other day in Washington, D.C.? A staged news conference held on Monday by the activist group, two guys, the Yes Men, had people posing as news reporters, a stunt that compromises the credibility of journalists, a media analyst said. The fraudulent press conference, this is from the New York Times, by the way, also posed problems for journalists in a news cycle where reporters increasingly make information public as quickly as possible without making extra calls to verify its authenticity. That, according to Kelly McBride, ethics group leader at the Poynter Institute, a nonprofit school for professional journalism. It makes the public dubious of real reporters, McBride said. It makes it appear as if reporters are acting in collusion with various agencies. I have to wonder, is this guy working for the, I could be a woman too, with a name like Kelly, I'm not sure. Is this person working for the Yes Men saying something like that? Because that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to get people to question everything, question reporters, question corporations, question governments. And they're doing it in their particular way. They were on our show last week telling us various stories and some secrets, and yet they're able to just go and get into the headlines yet again. This was incredible. Rob, did you see this on the news?
I did see this. I was able to skim this. And, yes, it's vital that people do question reporters and question journalists and question everything they hear because, not many people anymore want to encourage people to think critically like that for some reason.
Yeah, it does seem that way. Now, they held this fake press conference at the National Press Club where an activist posed as a spokesman for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and announced that the business lobby had changed its position and would no longer oppose a Senate climate change bill from Senators John Kerry and Barbara Boxer. The pretend press conference was not the first time. There's been a staged event using people masquerading as reporters. In October 2007, the Federal Emergency Management Agency held a press conference at which FEMA employees pretended to be reporters and asked questions.
Wait, course, so was that okay? And the Yes Men are not okay?
Well, it's funny how they did it for a completely different reason. They did it to protect their image, and the Yes Men are doing it to get people to question what we've been told.
Besides Helen Thomas, who exactly in the media does ask critical questions?
Not very many, but in this particular case, There was a guy who actually was from the real U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he kind of confronted them. This is all over YouTube. You can see what actually happened. But basically, he started challenging them, saying that this is a fake news conference. This is not real. What they're saying is not true. And then they started questioning him, saying, "Well, who are you? Are you real? Or who do you represent?" And the whole thing just went completely bananas for a few minutes. It became obvious who was real and who was not real after a while. But for a few moments there, it was hilarious, and it just made you realize how easy it is to fool the media and get all kinds of mischief out there. And I think that's something that our listeners embrace, is that kind of spirit.
Emmanuel?
Yes.
I actually caught that story. I was watching the special CNN airport version of CNN, which does not broadcast or does not transmit any stories about airline crashes or anything.
I'd like to know what they were doing on September 11th. What was that network talking about?
I'm sure they were talking about that. That would have been really interesting. There's probably archives on that. But in any case, I was watching that just before my plane took off, and as I was watching George Shultz board our plane, by the way, a former Secretary of State.
What, you had George Shultz on your airplane?
George Shultz was on our plane. He was flying first class. It's like, it's George.
Wow.
I said it, like George. So anyway, so I'm watching this story, and Yes Man is like, and it was just like deja vu from last week. We had Mike and Andy from the Yes Man on, and I thought, well, this is a real coup for them. Even though they got caught, there's no bad press when it comes to the Yes Man. So they got their name out there again, and it made people really question. It's like, boy, you really have to question everything you hear in the media these days. Well, yeah, duh, you really have to. So if people really need to listen to radio stations like WBAI, which ask the kinds of critical questions you're not going to get on other stations. A lot of our listeners are technically oriented and probably asked some critical questions earlier in the week when that crazy story about the kid flying away in the balloon was being broadcast. You and I and other 2,600 people, we launched a hot air balloon from the Dayton Hamvention years ago, and people have any kind of technical background that listen to the station would probably realize there's no way a small balloon like that could lift a six-year-old boy. Yet the whole media ran with it without asking any critical questions about, well, is this technically even possible for a not very large helium balloon to lift a six-year-old boy? But
well, that's the thing. You know, they didn't tell you how large the balloon was. You just saw pictures of it. It could have been huge. It was hard to gauge how big it actually was.
You could see it. Well, if you watch any of the video, you could see that this thing was not a really large balloon. You could just tell from the video that it was not a not a sizable thing.
Right.
But the point is that the media, the corporate media, does not ask much in the way of critical questions anymore, with the exception maybe Helen Thomas, like Mike just pointed out. There are very few reporters now who really probe and ask and investigate anymore. And on this station, we're not really classically trained investigative journalists, but we have really asked some questions that do not get questioned in the normal media about technical stuff or stuff you hear about governments or government websites. We really bring it all out there. So I encourage listeners to call 212-209-2950 and help support a project that is not inexpensive. It costs a lot of money to run a radio transmitter 24/7 and rent space in the Empire State Building, and I have studios and have equipment to do all this. It's not free, unfortunately. This is a lot different than somebody just with a laptop on the internet with a microphone saying that they're a radio station. This is really a labor of love. All the people involved with WBAI to put out some really hard hitting radio that you're not going to get anywhere else. So please call 212-209-2950. We have some gifts to offer you if you do pledge support for this cause.
Well, Bernie joins us from China, from Shanghai, where he's basically waking up. It's 7:49 in the morning over there, 7:49 in the evening over here. And just a couple of facts. We have no calls on the line right now, so if you were trying to get through before and weren't able to, now is a perfect time to call in. We are at, according to the tally there, we're at 550. Which, you know, that's good. I'm happy for that, but we need to do better. There's no question about that. And the only way we're going to do better is if you and a couple other people give us a call, 212-209-2950. We need to get over that $1,000 mark. Otherwise, they hit us outside. They're nasty to us. Yeah, well, it's true. I have to say it. You know, they're very abusive.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
Pacifica Peace Radio.
Yeah, well, you know. That's peace up to a degree. If you don't make the 1,000, then there's no peace for you.
212-209-2950 is the number. If you pledge $75, you get not only the audio archive, but the brand new polo shirt. If you pledge $125, you get two polo shirts.
Yeah. And don't forget the archive, the full archive of Off the Hook, the radio show you're listening to right now, where we don't always ask for money. Yes, many times we are talking to all kinds of people around the world, having all kinds of adventures. It's all there in one package for you for either a pledge of $75, where you'll get one polo shirt and one Off the Hook shirt, or a pledge of $125, where you'll get two polo shirts and the Off the Hook shirt in addition to the Off the Hook archive. 212-209-2950, two calls on the line. You know, just a couple of people pledging $125, that'll bring us over that $1,000 mark if a couple more people call in and do that.
If you're doing particularly well this year, you can always pledge more.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us on the air. Reduce the amount of time we have to spend asking you for money.
And if you're not doing very well, you can put it on credit like the rest of the country does. That's the American way. No, don't put yourself in debt for us. Although if you were going to put yourself in debt for anyone, we'd be a good choice because we're worth it and you know we're going to be around, but don't do anything that you obviously can't afford to do. But ask yourself, you know, can you afford this? Can you afford this? Think of the things you've done over the past couple of months, you know, going out to a show or something like that, or buying pay-per-view, or just, I don't know, eating unhealthy things. Ask yourself if your money is better spent and do all the division and figure out, you know, day by day what that means, how much you're actually spending per day and what are you getting in return for that. You may say that someone else is going to do it, but if someone else says that and everybody else says that, nobody does it, and before you know it, we've got Country 99.5 blasting at you.
Of course, if you normally dress in a business casual manner, you know that it can cost some money, so it's not even that much money to ask.
Absolutely
for one
not.
Polo
yes.
shirt.
Yeah, if you got a polo shirt for real, you know, out in the street somewhere, and it's had some other like, designer logo on it, it would be a lot more than what we're offering this for right now. All right, we've got four calls on the line, so I think people understand the importance here and also the value.
People also need to understand that they only have about 8 minutes left to get these premiums.
Time is fleeting, folks. Time is fleeting. And once we're off, another show will be on, but we won't be offering this. And when we're back next week, we'll be offering something completely different. That's just the way it works. That's how it is. But we know you'll be happy with the items that you get. And also, you know, I feel I should say this because we do this occasionally. I guess four times a year we go on asking for money, and every time we always run into some kind of complication sending out the gifts that we want to send to people. Basically, the things that we have back from May, they got held up a little bit, but we are actually working on them as we speak at the 2600 offices. We have all the information from the radio station now. And we're simply sending everything out in the next week or so. So if you've been waiting since May for something, that wait is not going to be much longer. So if that's a reason why you're not giving us a call, then reconsider that because, yeah, things do get kind of tied up. A lot of volunteers involved. It takes time to get all the information that we need. But everybody gets what they pledge for in the end.
And sometimes we send people to the country from which the products come to.
Yeah.
Just in case there's a delay.
We sent Bernie and Mitch to China to to retrieve some of the... everything we have now, and we're sending it out. We really are. And those of you who pledged in July, you'll get yours even quicker than that. It takes time, though, because we have to wait for people to pay the pledge, and we have to make sure they paid it and they have the right address and all that kind of thing. But once all that's taken care of, everything goes out. So... yeah, sometimes it takes a little longer than we'd like it to. 212-209-2950. Yes, Bernie, go ahead.
Emmanuel, if people want to really do the math on this, it's not very expensive to support this great radio station. I mean, like a dollar and change will give you a $75 pledge to carry you through the year. And you will get not just Off the Hook, but a wealth of other programming. And knowing that you're supporting a radio station that really values the First Amendment and free speech and eschews and shuns commercial support, which could bias the programming of this station. So I really encourage listeners to call, pledge at least $75. We're going to give you a couple of great thank you gifts, the 2600 Waste Management Polo shirt, which is unique. You can't get anything like that anywhere else right now. Also the 2600 T-shirt and the whole archive of all the Off the Hook episodes going back to 1988. And you're really supporting a great radio station. 212-209-2950. Please support this radio station.
And congratulations on your successful use of the word eschew, which is one of my favorites. But I'd also like to ask you the number, the figures you just gave. You figured it out per day. What was that again?
Well, if you work $75 divided by roughly 52, because the show is on every week more or less.
Okay.
It's like $1.40 a week. Now you can spend that. You know, you're going to spend a lot more than that for a cup of coffee to go to Starbucks. I don't know how many of our listeners actually patronize Starbucks. I don't. But the bottom line is, this is really personally, we feel this is an interesting, worthwhile program, or we wouldn't devote all our time to producing it. But there's a lot of other programs on WBAI just besides Off the Hook, and all of that costs money just to produce and transmit over the air and have studios and have some paid people that obviously have to eat.
But let us stress that this particular radio show, nobody's getting paid, and everybody is pitching in. And in fact, 2600 is pitching in all this free stuff because we believe in this place. We believe this place needs to be preserved. So we're doing our bit by donating all kinds of time, all kinds of resources, all kinds of effort. And we just hope that people out there will recognize that and pledge what they can afford and also get something in return as a thank you for that. But honestly, even if we were just offering the radio station, and there are non-commercial stations out there with fierce followings who do this, they say, look, just call us and pledge support and the radio station will be here and that's all we're going to give you. We're not giving you all these tote bags and various other things like that. That should be enough. That really should be enough. If that's not there in your head right now, that spirit that you want to give to the radio station, keep it going, it's going to be harder to convince you to call up just to get something for free, you know, something like a shirt or an archive or something like that. You have to really care about the radio station. So I'm appealing to those people who really care about non-commercial radio, really care about WBAI. Give us a call and pledge what you can afford and get something really nifty as a result of that. One more time, and we're out of time here. The personal computer people are here now. 212-209-2950, pledge of $75, you'll get the just released, or soon to be released, 2600 polo shirt, 2600 waste management, trashing since 1984, it's an amazing polo shirt, available in black or tan. If you pledge $125, you get both black and tan, as well as the 2600 full off-the-hook archive DVDs of all the shows since 1988. And everybody gets an off-the-hook t-shirt. 212-209-2950. Join the one call on the line. Help bring us over 1,000. And we will see you next week. Good night.
Once upon a time there was a boy called John. He had a brother called Oz. They used to live in St. Agnes Road, near to the old convent. The brothers had a planned out path they used to take around the pavement on their BMXs. They named key areas of the route, such as minefields, scratchy bush and vampire bats. John was often found throwing marbles down the drain and making go-karts from old pram wheels. It has been said he collected Panini football stickers because he really liked the smell. The brothers liked invading the old convent, dressed in camo and carrying plastic guns. And John used to get into arguments with his friend Gaz about whose computer was better. Commodore 64 is better! Commodore 64 is better! Atari! Atari doesn't figure! Commodore 64 is better! Commodore 64 is better! Atari doesn't figure! They had an inflatable space capsule and were both distraught when it got a puncture and they couldn't use it anymore. They used to build camps on the triangle, an overgrown area behind their house. Fronty always used to break the camps. John played Transformers, made a base from cut grass. He was Decepticons, but he forgot something. Jet fires an Autobot, but he was Decepticons. Brunty broke the camp, the camp fell down. Jet fires an Autobot, but he was Decepticons.
Atari, yes, all righty out there. Yeah, this is WBAI.